certainly the result was much, much better than we dared hope, but I think it illustrates exactly how people in Tunbridge Wells are feeling at the moment.
And what are they feeling?
Well, they're feeling discontented with their existing councillors, and mostly because of the theatre project, which a lot of people feel they can't possibly afford and don't want, but also because of the attitude of councillors towards them when they've objected.
Right, and so you've obviously been out on the streets and you've been talking to residents. Have you got this opinion from the people when you were door knocking in the up to elections?
Yes, I mean, we've been holding public meetings over the last year and we held 11 of them. I've been door knocking for the last month and a half, and I can honestly say that in that period I've only heard two people say, "I disagree with you, we want this theatre, we want it where it is, we want to pay for it." Everybody else has been anything ranging from annoyed to really very, very angry.
Okay. And is it just about the theatre, or are there other things that your party stands for?
We stand for more than just the theatre, but I think in very broad terms we stand for trying to elect a council that will listen to what residents want and have residents' interests in heart first and foremost, not influenced in any way by party politics.
Okay. And so obviously this is an election in thirds. So while the Conservatives will still hold the council, you've certainly shaken things up. And is this something that you will continue with the further elections?
Absolutely. Now we're absolutely determined to move forward. In fact, we've deposed the current leader of the council, Conservative leader of the council, and we've deposed the person who's been promoting the theatre project most. And we think by changing that balance, we may be able to convince councillors that going ahead with this very, very expensive project is not a good idea.